My name is Dinah M. Jones. We came in, it was in March of 1966, 5 years old. Well, my parents are Priscilla and John Montgomery, and they both was ministers, so I had to go to church all the time. And my father just passed away in 2014. He was 99 years old, 7 months from 100. So I thank God for that, and I thank God for my mother still being alive at 86. And I grew up with five brothers and three sisters, counting me, makes nine of us in the home, in a three-bedroom, one bath. But we made it. We made it. Oh, the boys had their room, the girls had their room, mom and pop. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, now I can beat them up. I should say that, Lord. I mean, I said that. But it's a blessing. It's a blessing to have my parents so long. Oh, you would have loved my father. He grew pecans. He had a pecan tree. He grew his own vegetables. He had orange tree, grapefruit, tangerine. And he would give all the neighbors some. One lady said, Mr. Montgomery, can I come get some green? She said, sure, go look in the back of the yard. Get your bag, lady. Get you some green. That tangerine tree is dead and gone. When he died, the tree went. Mm-hmm. And I know I don't have brothers gonna take up and manage it like my father. Oh man, them boys, forget it. Now he still had a pecan tree and it bears pecan every 2 years. It's still there, but they ain't maintained it like Pop. No. Y'all would have saw my father's funeral. My mama didn't know half of the people, but he knew them. And it's just been a great community, getting to know everybody and all the older people that we grew up with. They was like our parents too. Emmanuel P. Johnson, wow, that's the greatest man around. You know, to be 96, and I don't know how much schooling or anything he had, but God has blessed him to still be alive to tell a story. Oh my God, he's like a dad. Oh my God, I knew his wife, Miss Ruby. They have 5 children. Emmanuel P. Johnson is awesome. You know what he tell me? He said, when I'm gone, his name gonna still ring. Yes, it is. The building alone. Everybody gonna say, we know Emmanuel P. Johnson. Taught his children very well. He's a very Christian man, yes. And he loved people. And he just like my father was. Stopped anywhere, talked to everybody. They found nobody, no stranger. It's good to find good people. No matter what color, who you are, God made us all. If you ask me, Emmanuel P. Johnson is like a king around here because not only what he have done, his personality, his talk, the way he try to tell the young people to get what you can while you can. But he loved Miss Ruby. He loved his wife. He didn't know she was sick. And that took a lot out of his life. And he added on the back of their house for her. Big old room he got back there, another room. She never got to be in it. She passed away. I think she was at the age of 47. So it was a big toll for him when he lost his wife. But as life went on, he got himself together and had to move on. He's 96 years old. And my father, October the 15th, would have been 103. Yes. And I wish he was here to tell you something. Been back 10 with John Montgomery. But they loved her. But one thing about it, if you sit and listen to what they got to tell you, you're going to learn a lot. That old man done seen a lot of things come and go. I respect the elders. Oh, yes, every one of them out here. I respect them. I haven't seen it in some that's going to take up. When them elders gone, it's going to be really different. We'll see what the future holds. But the ones that are passing on are the ones kept this community together. I don't know. Just, you know, one day I was sitting thinking about that. Wonder how Progress Village would be with Manuel P. Johnson, my mother. See, we have Officer Jones, he already deceased. The Beatties, both parents are gone. Miss Underwood, oh man, I could tell you a lot about Mama Tess Underwood. She kept all the children. She did that for about 50 years. Kept everybody chillin'. You want to have a good babysitter? Go to Mama Tess Underwood. She dead and gone. So it's like, who else now got a good babysitter? Who can you find? Your children not hurt. She combed the little girl's hair. The parents bring them there. She do their hair. When they go home, they look beautiful. Are you going to iron that again? But our children living a legacy. They're living on. And it's hard to see the older ones leave. My mother, I pray for her. I don't want her to leave, but I know one day it's coming. But she's 86 years old. Yeah, she's a blessed lady. Hopefully they keep Progress Village going really really good like it has been. And they'll keep the drugs and all that out. and try to just, as their parents going, step up to, like, how, they're not going to be like them, but step up and do the right things, you know?